Well, hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to New Year's Eve on Basic Gospel. We hope you've had and are continuing to have a blessed Christmas, New Year's holiday season, and on this final day of the year, we want to hear from you. If it's top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and this is your opportunity. Last opportunity, as a matter of fact, this year and this decade, to call straight into the studio and speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. So if you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you're dealing with and would like to talk about it, good opportunity right now. Give us a call in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, many of us are thinking about 2020, what that's going to look like for us. Many have made resolutions or are in the process of making resolutions. Many are hoping this new year will bring, you know, that elusive fulfillment they've been searching for all of their lives.
Right.
And I think there's something that the Word of God really can help us on as far as this new year is concerned. When this calendar changes over from 2019 to 2020, It comes from Peter, the Apostle Peter, and he says several things. First, in his first letter, at the end of it, he says, I've declared to you the true grace of God. So in this first letter that he wrote, he declares the grace of God. He declares what Christ's death, burial, and resurrection brings to us as believers in Christ Jesus. And then he says, I've declared this to you, and now I want you to stand firm in it. Mm-hmm. So when we cross over from 2019 to 2020, these words should go with us. What does 2020 look like? Well, it looks like another year for me, for you, for any believer in Christ to stand firm in the grace of God.
Yes.
That's the very thing that saved us. That's the very thing that sustains us. That's the very thing that will enable us to live out who we are as children of God in this world. So Peter says, stand firm in the grace of God. Now, if you want to know a new covenant command, that's one. Stand firm in the grace of God. I think that's present imperative, active. So it's something that he's saying for us to do. Why? We're there. We're already in the grace of God. That's where we live. Mm-hmm. Don't be moved away by the pressures of this world.
Right.
Stand firm in the grace of God. And then you go to his second letter, and his second letter is a little bleak. It has some stern warnings. But at the very end, he gives this encouragement. And again, these are present tense imperative words that he is using here. In verse 18, he says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity. So these are words that we need to carry forward into the new year. What is God interested in as far as our lives are concerned? Well, he's interested in us responding to the grace of God by grace through faith. He's interested in us in standing firm in the grace of God. He's interested in us growing in the grace of God and growing in our knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These are of utmost priority as far as God is concerned. These are paramount in our relationship with Him. So whatever resolution that you have, maybe you want to lose weight, maybe you want to become healthier, maybe you want to get your retirement going, maybe, you know, there's all sorts of things. You want to spend a little more time with your kids or your grandkids, or you want to write a book, or you want to, there's all sorts of things that you have as goals for 2020. But don't let those supersede or take the place of what God thinks is important for you. And that's to stand firm in the grace of God, to grow in the grace of God, and to grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your life will never, ever be the same.
Absolutely. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And as I said at the top of the program, we want to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada. We have lines available right now. And if you give us a call, we'd love to talk with you at Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, let's go ahead and go and take one of these. Do you have a call here?
Well, no, I wanted to talk a little bit about the end of the year.
We have a great
opportunity to really set the foundation for 2020 as far as Basic Gospel is concerned.
Yeah.
We've been running a matching gift challenge. We've almost met that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few more dollars to make that challenge come to fruition. But we still have a little ways to meet our year-end target, yeah, which was $250,000. We've whittled that down. We have about $65,000 left to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping for a very generous outpouring from our listenership, one that can meet this goal, can actually crush this goal, and really set Basic Gospel up for a wonderful year of continuing the mission that God has given us, and that's to point people to Jesus Christ, to point people to the grace of God that's been given to us through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been blessed by this ministry, if you want to be a part of the mission of proclaiming this good news, of connecting people to the love of Jesus Christ, you can do so by giving today. And a gift of any amount will just be a blessing to Basic Gospel and will be a blessing to so many people out there. I mean, we've had listeners write to us and say, I've never known the grace of God until I started listening. I thought I did, but then I started listening to Basic Gospel and I discovered what the grace of God was all about. That's the type of ministry that you can have in the lives of people when you join the mission of Basic Gospel. Come be a part of what God is doing. Come join Basic Gospel Nation. You can do so with a gift right now, and we would love to hear from you by midnight tonight.
Absolutely, and you can do that. You can make that happen when you click donate at basicgospel.net, and be sure to request your copy of the Basic Gospel 2020 calendar and use the memes that we've created to help you spread the gospel on social media throughout the year. But again, as Bob said, please visit basicgospel.net and make your most generous gift, and we would love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. Again, basicgospel.net. Once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. It's open for you right now. And Bob, in the meantime, let's go to this call that came in off hours.
Hi, this is Donna calling. I have been having a discussion with my son about the thing in the Bible where it says everything we do is going to be written down in a book, and then when we go meet God, we're going to have to explain these things. Now, my son is on the idea that because he's got God in his life, that everything he's ever done and ever does is completely wiped out. Can you tell us which version of this is correct? Are we going to have to explain what we are doing or what we've done? Or do we get a clean slate all the time? Thank you, and I look forward to hearing the answer.
Well, what a great question.
That gets right
down to
it.
Thank you. Yeah, Donna, thank you for bringing that to us. We see, for example, in 1 Corinthians 5:10 that we're all going to go before the Lord and give an account of everything we've done, whether good or evil. And I think those words there should really be translated things that are worthwhile and things that are not worthwhile.
Yeah.
But here's the good news, Donna. When we come to Christ Jesus, our names are written in the book of life, and our names will never be blotted out of the book of life. So we have assurance of salvation because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, because of the fact that he ushered us into a new covenant, a covenant in which God remembers our sins no more. So we're never going to be judged for our sins as believers in Christ Jesus. That judgment took place at the cross 2,000 years ago. And when we believed the good news of Jesus Christ, when we received him, we were translated out of darkness into light. We were transferred from death to life. We were made alive in Jesus Christ. We were placed in Christ himself. So that's where we are. We are in Christ. And as Paul wrote in Romans 8:1, in Christ, therefore, there is now no condemnation for any of us. So if you're in Christ, there's no condemnation for you. So when you go before the Lord, it isn't going to be something to fear. It isn't going to be something to, have to ease up to that place as if you're walking on eggshells. No, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, you can have confidence on the day of judgment. Mm-hmm. Why? Because your story is Christ's story.
Yeah.
You have believed in his death to take away your sins. You have believed in his burial to put an end to your old way of life. You have believed in his resurrection through which you've been made alive together with him. So God is your God. God is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. So there is absolutely nothing to fear. So Hebrews chapter 10, 17 and 18, God remembers your sins no more, where these have been forgiven. There's no longer any sacrifice for sin. That's true of you.
Yes.
There's no condemnation for you. So count on that. Your name is written in the book of life. Rejoice that you belong to God, that he has sent his Spirit to take up residence in you, to indwell you as a deposit guaranteeing your future with Christ.
Donna, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Thanks for reaching out. It was an important question. We're glad that you posted here at Basic Gospel. Well, friends, again, we have open lines for you at 844-322-2742. Right now, about 10 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time on New Year's Eve, we want to hear from you. If you're hearing the live broadcast, you can call straight into the studio right now, 844-322-2742. And in the meantime, this call from Joe.
Son, it's Joe. I wasn't sure how to phrase comes down to getting through that narrow door. I believe I've asked Christ into my heart. I believe I'm doing what I need to do, learn the word and receive that grace. But can you abuse Jesus' grace, God's grace? What is the Lord to do? There's justice that needs to be served. That true? So if you don't repent, you lose your salvation. God bless you all.
Well, Joe, thanks for that question. That really is a good question, something that we all need to ask and answer, have mm-hmm. the Word of God answer for us. There is a narrow gate. Jesus Christ is that narrow gate. And it's his grace that helps us go through that gate by faith.
Right.
So it's by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And once we're saved, that's an eternal reality. Christ comes to live inside of us. The only reason he could come in to live inside of us is because he has cleansed us of all unrighteousness. He has given us his righteousness. He has made us holy and just in his sight. So all of those things occurred through what he accomplished for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. He made us alive, and in doing so, he sent his Spirit to take up residence in us. Mm-hmm. So that's an eternal reality. Christ is never going to leave us. His life is now our life. His life is an indestructible life, which means our life is an indestructible life. That is the power of the grace of God, and that is the enduring reality of the grace of God. So we are going to endure to the end. We are going to persevere, not because of the things that we do, but because of the power of the grace of God and the reality of Christ himself living in us.
Mm-hmm, right.
Now, are we going to sometimes give in to the desires of the flesh? Are we going to sometimes fall? Absolutely. Are we sometimes going to go the way of the world? Absolutely. We're human, and that's going to happen. Does that negate what Jesus Christ has done for us? Absolutely not. Does that negate the fact that his blood has taken away our sins once and for all? Absolutely not. Does that negate the fact that we've been made alive together in Christ? Absolutely not. Do those things negate the fact that Christ is alive living in us? No. So if Christ is alive living in us, we can count on him in those times when we give in to the desires of the flesh or choose to follow the ways of the world, we can count on Christ to shine his mm-hmm. light on that situation and to let us know, and we will know that that decision didn't fit with who we are in Christ. And by the power of his Spirit, the enabling love of his Spirit, then we'll keep moving down this path that he has called us to.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry with Christ in the picture. The one we needed showed up, and he is with us forever. So can we lose our salvation? Absolutely not. Will Christ ever leave us? Absolutely not. So we have total assurance, which means we can have total confidence on the day of judgment.
Absolutely. And that is good news. It's the type of good news you hear every day on Basic Gospel, and we're glad that you're here to hear it today. We want you to be a part of it, this final edition for calendar year 2019. 844-322-2742. Want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Bob, let's talk about it again just a little bit. Now, of course, we had the $62,000 matching gift challenge. How did we do on that, or how are we doing?
Well, we're doing fantastic. We've just had a very generous outpouring of support over the last 2 weeks since we announced that. We're very close to meeting that $62,000 challenge. I think just a couple of $1,000 more.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a way to go to meet our full need.
Mm-hmm.
And we need about $65,000 to come in between now and midnight tonight.
Which is doable.
That's exactly right. So you can go online to basicgospel.net and make a contribution on our website there. And that is the quickest and easiest way to contribute to Basic Gospel. Or you can call 844-322-2742, talk with Michelle, let her know that you're calling to make a contribution, and she will walk you through that process.
Yeah.
Or you can send a check via mail.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that you have it postmarked by today, December 31st, and it will go in this month's contribution. So,
right. And
you will be able to use that as a tax deductible gift as well.
Yeah.
So those are three options, and we are excited to see how God is going to meet this need through our listenership, through Basic Gospel Nation. And we can't wait to tell you probably next week how it all turned out.
That'll be great. It will be great. We're looking for a good report. Well, once again, donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net, but particularly between now and midnight tonight.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Indianapolis and talk with Timothy. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Timothy.
Hello, Bob. Bob, hey, just wanted to call and say Happy New Year to you guys.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice. I see you on Facebook all the time, or see your name, and think about you often, and the great work God is doing through you up in Indianapolis, in the Indianapolis area.
Well, thank you, and that's really why I wanted to call today, just to say Happy New Year, and thank you for your ministry. I was just thinking about this decade coming to an end. It was in this decade that I first met you back in 2012, and I can actually remember where I was at the very first day I heard your broadcast. And so that was just one of those turnaround moments in my life that I'm very thankful for. And because of your ministry and the encouragement that you give on a daily basis, it's really helped me in my pastorate, and my congregation benefits greatly because of what you guys do. And I'm just very grateful and very thankful. It's been I've been very blessed through your ministry. And you know, while I'm at it, if there's anybody out there that's kind of straddling the fence about whether to donate or not, I would just strongly encourage them to go ahead and donate whatever they can, because you guys are preaching the true grace of God, and that's what we need to be preaching today. And Christ crucified and risen, that's the message, and that's the life. And so Happy New Year. God bless you. I'm looking forward to 2020 to see what God has in store.
Well, thank you, Timothy, and thank you for that encouraging word there. We certainly appreciate it, and I remember the first time coming to speak at your church at your June Jubilee, and that was just fabulous to see how God has been working in that in through you and in that congregation to really ground that entire group in the grace of God. And it was just exciting for me to see. And I'm just thrilled and pleased to call you brother in Christ and to call you friend.
Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you. We hope to have you back real soon, okay?
Well, thanks, Tim, and God bless you, and thank you so much for calling today. We certainly appreciate it.
We certainly do, Tim, and keep in touch on a personal basis. We want to know how you're doing.
Okay, I sure will.
Thanks. Great to hear from you, brother. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, we had this question from Terry. Wrote to us through the Basic Gospel app, Bob. She says, Jesus forgave two people of their sins prior to his death on the cross. I've often heard it said that God created a blood economy, and there's no forgiveness without the shedding of blood, so the logistics get a bit confusing. Help.
Well, we can do so. We can help with that. We see in the book of Hebrews 9:22. And this is a verse that everybody needs to know, needs to mark in their Bibles, to star it, because it's important. And this is where this blood economy is established. It says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Now, in the book of Leviticus, we realize that life is in the blood. So if somebody is shedding their blood, it means that they are pouring out their life for somebody else. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. He poured out his life for you and me so that we could experience forgiveness of sins, so that we could experience new life by grace through faith in him. So that's what the Word of God has to say. Now, there was a point in time when Jesus laid down his life. That was 2,000 years ago. And as you said, there were two instances before that laying down of his life that he forgave people. The thief on the cross when he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. The paralytic, he said, my son, your sins are forgiven. But he did so because he was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. So this plan was an eternal plan that had already taken place in the mind of God. Mm-hmm. At a point in time, it took place in human history. So the authority that Jesus had to forgive sins was his authority because he was God, mm-hmm. and only God has the authority to forgive sins. And he could forgive sins knowing that he was going to lay down his life, knowing that that was the plan that had already been put together before the foundation of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Have time to squeeze in one final question for Marianne. In the Old Testament, someone said to God, show him his glory. What does it mean in the Bible for God's glory to be shown?
Well, in the New Testament, we see, for example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that we see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When God expressed his glory, he was expressing his character, what he was all about to people. Mm-hmm. So Moses asked God to show him his glory, and God said yes, and put him in the crevice of a rock and walked by. And a voice was there talking about the loving kindness of God. So Moses got to know a little bit about the character of God. Well, we get to know about the character of God when we look at the glory of God expressed in the face of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. And that is a glorious thing to contemplate. Well, thanks for being with us for this final edition of Basic Gospel on this year, everybody, and we're glad, as always, that you were with us. Also, thanks to everyone who is helping to support Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. And until midnight tonight, you have the opportunity to see those dollars that you give doubled in our $62,000 Grace Matching Gift Challenge. Bob said we have a couple of $3,000 left remaining on that, so we're getting close. So please help with your largest gift today by clicking Donate at BasicGospel.net. And as you make your gift before midnight tonight, be sure to request your copy of the Basic Gospel 2020 calendar with a meme for every month to help you share the truth of the gospel through social media. But for sure, let's work toward meeting that $62,000 $10,000 Grace Challenge, and we have quite a way to go, but we can make it happen with your help. So we hope you'll make your gift right now or at least before midnight tonight, and please donate at basicgospel.net. We'll be back for a New Year's Day edition of Basic Gospel tomorrow at the same time. And until then, if you have a question, something you'd like us to talk about, give us a call, 844-322-2742, and we'll get to it here at Basic Gospel. So for Bob and the team, Bob Davis saying, Happy New Year, everybody.